and you should be grateful, because that suffering will improve your chance, right? Now we will bring a very special example. Hamza is the uncle of Muhammad, and he lived very long. He was very old. When he was coming in a war, he will not take that protection stuff. First of all, because he could not carry it, he was old. But everybody was worrying about him. They would ask him, why don't you wear that? He said, because I come here to die. I don't come here to live. Because the death in here is the stuff that I'm looking for. You see, a very silly example, but he's trying to explain to you the attitude of the people who will not care about their biological existence and their body. They care about their heart and their meaning. So to explain it like that. Yes?
Whenever at the end Hamza went into the ranks, he would enter the fray intoxicated, without a coat of mail. Advancing with open breast and naked body, he would throw himself into the sword-bearing ranks. The people asked him, saying, O uncle of the prophet, O lion that breakest the ranks, O prince of the champions, hast not thou read in the message of God, do not cast yourselves with your own hands into destruction? Then why art thou casting thyself thus into destruction on the field of battle? When thou wert young and robust and strongly knit, thou did not go into the battle line without a coat of mail. Now that thou hast become old and infirm and bent, thou art knocking at the curtains of recklessness, and with sword and spear, like one who reeks of naught, thou art grappling and struggling and making trial. The sword hath no respect for the old. How should sword and arrow possess discernment? In this manner were the ignorant sympathizers giving him counsel zealously.
Okay. Why it stops here? The story is not finished, right? But Rumi made it independent paragraph. Why? He was talking about something. He was explaining something. How did he explain it? Said, okay, this Hamza comes like that, with an open breast, embracing the swords and everything. And the people, they don't like it. Why? Because they read something and they have that in mind. There is this order, law, talubaidikam ila tahlikam, means do not really go and kill yourself. This is an order. So the people start to say, you are the uncle of the prophet, and this prophet said that this is being told to us by God, and you don't respect it? And they went on and on and on, and at the end Rumi said, like this, there are so many matters that you could bring in somehow, because everybody was advising this fellow in different ways. They would say, you were young, you put every protection. Now that you're old, you don't do that. These swords, they don't understand who you are. And the fact is like this. And they explained it, and they said this and that and that and that. And Rumi stopped and said, think about it. Because this is what you think about. Whenever you see somebody not protecting his body, suddenly you will judge that fellow stupid. But listen to Hamza now. Listen to explanation. Yes?
The reply of Hamza to the people.
Look at it. The first paragraph was short. Look at the answer of that Hamza. Yeah.
Hamza said,
he's preparing all this story for this.
Hamza said, when I was young, I used to regard farewell to this world as death. How should anyone go to death eagerly? How should he come naked to meet the dragon? But now, through the light of Muhammad, I am not subject to this city that is passing away. Beyond the senses, I behold the camp of the king thronged with the army of the light of God. Tent on tent, and tent rope on tent rope. Thanks be to him who awakened me from slumber. That one in whose eyes death is destruction, he takes hold of the command, do not cast yourselves into destruction. And that one to whom death is the opening of the gate, for him in the allocution there is, vie ye with each other in hastening.
Meaning, see the two verses, he started to explain it and say, the guy who sees death, the end of the story, okay, that guy was told that do not kill yourself. Because that's the guy. But imagine another guy who knows that the death will open the doors. Then that guy's order is not in that Quran. It comes from him directly. He would say, come on, be in a hurry, be in a rush. Because he knows that with the death, something, another door is opened, means a fellow who knows that my life is not only my biological existence. Therefore, my death is not end of me. Do you know anyone like that? The guy knew that in a couple of decades, he will die. And he had a very strange life, which was changed by a strange story. And he spent the last years of his life sitting down and doing this. For whom? He knew that he would die. So what? He spent his life in his meaning, because he knew that the meaning is supposed to be here. Me? I'm the meaning. And this meaning was supposed to be here, to serve this. And I try to be that. And when I die, I played my role. Then I'm happy. I should come and say, thank you, because if the people applaud, thank you very much, but I'm not trying to gain something from it or live longer. I want to live deeper and wider. That's the difference. For the animals, only length counts. They don't have a deeper meaning. So they go for length. For me, it's the width and the depth. The depth of existence is Michelangelo Buonarroti exists. He has a life even in my small apartment. That's what it is. And he knew it. Did he or not? Do you remember him painting that ceiling? Do you remember when it's finished what happened? He was like this, he couldn't make this anymore. And he died out of that old torture of not having a vacation, not having resting, and going up there and trying and trying. He knew that he's doing it for the future. He knew it, but he was doing it. Why? Because he knew that his meaning is important, not his literal life. This is something that when I'm talking about Buonarroti, all of you feel good, but none of you will think about yourself like that. That's what Rumi is trying to explain, that look at you, the most important part of you is your meaning, really. that's the one that you should protect. Yes?
Beware, or O ye who regard death, surpass one another. Quick, O you who regard the resurrection, vie ye with each other in hastening.
Okay, again, he repeated it in a very beautiful way. He said, oh, beware, you people who are looking to death. You should be different. And the other people who know the judgment, those are the people who should be in rush, in hurry, because they know the judgment. Who should really try to do his best? The fellow who knows the judgment, the responsibility and all that. The other one, the animal, is irresponsible. So the irresponsible should go somewhere else. Yes? So he goes Arabic now. Welcome, O you.
Welcome, O you who regard the grace. Rejoice. Woe, O ye who regard the wrath.
Because he was talking about that Quranic verse. We brought it in that do not kill yourself by your hand. Now he's careful to go here and there and repeat the other part of that belief, that what about this? Because you will see that they welcome the people who see the goodness. And the people who see only the negative stuff, they live in pain. Because what is the life, really? There are good happening and bad happenings, right? Positive stuff, negative stuff. Which one should you choose? Which one should you have? Both. If you don't have the both, you don't choose. So you are the animal. The animal, they don't choose. You choose. For that choice, you should understand that pain is hand to hand with the healthy stuff. Joy is hand to hand with the sadness. If there is no sadness, there is no joy. This is how it is. Yes?
Whoever deems it death to be Joseph gives up his soul in ransom for it. Whosoever deems it to be the wolf turns back from right guidance.
Means what? Then look at the Joseph. The beautiful stuff. The beauty that we are explaining, this beauty is not beautiful to everyone. To those jealous fellows who are like wolf, they see this Joseph differently. A fellow who is looking at the beauty will give his life for this beauty. So this is what I mean. When there is beauty, it doesn't look beautiful to everyone. There are the people that the beauty looks ugly to them. Yeah. Forgiving is beautiful or what? To you. Oh, I know a guy who was against any forgiveness and he wanted to have revenge. The first thing he did was killing people. It goes like that. So it depends on you and how do you look at it. This is why we will say that suffering is good. Because if you know the outcome, it looks good to you. If you look at the result to the body, it's bad to you. So it's your vision. That's what you should change. Yes?
Everyone's death is of the same quality as himself, my lad. To the enemy, an enemy, and to the friend, a friend. In the eyes of the Turkoman, the mirror hath a fair color. Similarly, in the eyes of the Ethiopian, the mirror is an Ethiopian.
Yeah, okay. I have a problem with that because the word is not Ethiopian. The word is Zangi. and then he, before everything else, was.